The lawyer representing women who've made sexual harassment allegations against former Fox News anchor Bill O'Reilly says her phone is ringing off the hook, with more women coming forward to make claims since the network decided to drop their top host. Lisa Bloom says Fox News is taking steps to change its culture by firing Roger Ailes and O'Reilly, but says it's just the tip of the iceberg.
There is a lot more to be done. There are the enablers. There are the lieutenants of Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly, the people who covered up and silenced women for years. That all needs to go.
Joining us on the Como Newsline is attorney Aaron Goldstein of the international law firm Dorsey & Whitney here in Seattle. And Mr. Goldstein represents clients in sexual harassment matters. And Aaron, you coach companies before they find themselves in a lawsuit. What would you have done in the case of Fox?
Well, in the case of Fox, it's tricky because a lot of the behaviors, if you want to go by what's been alleged historically, were pretty egregious. And usually a lot of my training involves recognizing harassment when it happens so that it can be reported to the company and dealt with. In this case, there wasn't a lot of gray area. The behaviors, if indeed they occurred, were pretty clearly harassment by any definition.
How many settlements would you go through before you said, okay, Mr. O'Reilly, your days are done?
Well, with most of my clients, I would have recommended that the situation be addressed way earlier. I mean, obviously, there's the legal aspect, but then there's also the PR nightmare. And addressing these types of issues sooner than rather than later can at least make the employer appear responsive, as opposed to, you know, more concerned with their highest grossing host.
As a woman who's been in a situation like this years and years ago, and I was afraid to do anything because this was the boss. What do you do in that situation?
I think in those situations, it's very, very difficult for the complainant if there isn't a good responsive system in place for the company. And we advise our clients as part of every training, an essential element of a good anti-harassment regime is to have an effective and responsive reporting system. In fact, you know, there's a legal defense based upon the existence of a reporting mechanism within the company that's responsive, but you cannot avail yourself of that defense if the plaintiff can show that it would have been futile to report the behavior.
And sadly, Aaron, this is not an isolated incident. What do you see with companies across the country?
I see, you know, I have to also point out that we are here in Seattle, Washington, which has its own particular business culture. But in the culture here, you know, the tolerance for the, shall we say, old school Mad Men style working environment is just, it's disappearing. And, you know, thank goodness. I have what I call Goldstein's rule of employment law. If you know nothing else, it's don't be a jerk. And this type of old school behavior just isn't tolerated anymore. And it goes beyond the legal ramifications of plaintiffs bringing lawsuits. It's your customers don't want to buy your stuff.
In a piece in the Wall Street Journal, you recently talked about the right ways and the wrong ways to hug your coworkers. I know that's making light of it in a little bit of a way, but what is the right way and what's the wrong way?
You know, this all stemmed from a case that was decided by the Ninth Circuit. A person was allowed to sue based on excessive hugging in the workplace. The plaintiff had been hugged a lot and didn't want to be hugged and sued for it. I think the best rule is if you're a manager, don't initiate the hug. It's fine to receive, but the best practice is not to initiate. And if you're going to initiate a hug, there's something I coined the HR hug, which is a side-to-side hug, one arm around the other person. You know, that's the sort of go-to expression of sympathy or camaraderie that's least likely to be offensive.
Aaron Goldstein, thank you so much, Aaron, with the firm Dorsey & Whitney here in Seattle. Good talking to you, Aaron.
Thank you very much.